In a fatal incident, a white rider rental van has rammed into a busy sidewalk in the Canadian city of Toronto.
Approximately 1:30 this afternoon, Toronto police received a number of calls from citizens indicating a vehicle was driving on Yonge Street and striking a number of pedestrians between Finch Avenue and Sheppard Avenue. At this time, what is known to us is we have located that vehicle. The driver is in custody right now, and he's been investigated to the events of that took place this afternoon. We can confirm for you tonight, right now, we have 9 people that are dead, 16 that are injured.
The detained driver of the van was identified as by Canadian media as Alec Minassian. The 25-year-old has reportedly no association with any organized terror group. However, a complex police investigation is underway to determine the exact nature of the incident. According to the medical sources, 5 of the wounded people are in critical condition. Earlier, the Canadian Prime Minister reacted to the incident by expressing sympathy to those who were affected. Justin Trudeau vowed to inform the public as more details are revealed by the law enforcement. We're going to cross over to Vancouver. Joining us is Alfred Lambermont Weber. He's a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, of course, it's too soon to speculate on this incident as the information is still very murky. However, this incident has left all of Canada in a state of shock.
Yes. The incident does come at a very coincidental time, because we have been in a study period and have just announced plans for a treaty conference to ban neurotech mind control weapons that is much like the 1997 Ottawa Landmines Conference, which banned landmine weapons. Now, it appears at this time we don't have a definitive cause. One of the leading theories is that mental health may be the leading theory as to the cause of the attack, rather than one, a terrorist, or two, possibly remote directed energy weapons, which have been used to remotely target individuals in cases like this, hitting certain areas of their brains or implants in their brains, forcing them to do acts that they would normally not do. And so it appears that they're terrorists, but they are really being remotely guided. Now, there is one very remote area which I'd like to raise is very sensitive. One observer, one of our correspondents, wrote us and said, and noticed that, quote, the area where this occurred is predominantly a Jewish business area. It is not known whether there's any connection between the attack and a motivation against Israel or Jewish social issues in Toronto, in Canada, or globally in the attacker's mind.
All right, however, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We're going to wait and see whether this information can be corroborated. Alfred Lambermont Weber, political commentator, joining us via Skype from Vancouver. Mr. Weber, thanks very much indeed.